You're listening to The New Day, Feel the Power. Here's one of our favorite episodes, and you can check out more from the archives on Spotify.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Welcome to the greatest podcast of all time, entitled The New Day,
Feel the Power.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a hell of an episode set up for you. As you guys know, we met one of E's childhood friends a few episodes ago.
Boy, Big Juicy Rashad.
Rashad, shout to Rashad. This episode, we're going to meet one of Kofi's childhood friends.
Yeah!
Sir, would you mind introducing yourself and saying a few words so we know who you are?
Well, my name is Anthony Shropshire. It's great to be here with you fine gentlemen. I'm a big fan of everything that you guys do. And it's a honor and a privilege.
You ain't got a brown nose.
Yeah. Let him brown nose.
We're all brown nose already.
Let him brown nose.
And an extraordinary opportunity.
This is too much.
Hey, come on, man. Take a compliment, bro.
In your presence today.
There you go. That's my dog.
I like all that.
That's my dog.
How much did Cole pay you to do that?
Come on, man. He nailed it.
Shrop, you're doing too much.
Yeah.
Okay, so how'd you guys meet?
So actually, we met in high school. Okay. Went up to school in Massachusetts. So I'm from the Bronx originally, and I was very fortunate to get accepted to a nonprofit program that takes inner city kids and placed them in schools all across the country. So I went from the Bronx when my parents had me when they were about 15, 16 years old in a very underprivileged place, and went to Winchester, Massachusetts, and went to high school and made up about 50% of the population of people of color in my class.
Legit. Wow. He's not joking.
That's right.
Yeah.
So to my dismay, about 6 months after going to school, I saw another familiar face in the hallways.
Just searching the halls for months.
Is this a mirror? Is anyone else seeing this?
And to my dismay, that person ignored me.
What?
Kofi. Yeah.
Sir?
He said there could only be one.
And that's me. Hey.
This is my barbershop quartet group. My woodshop class. You get out of here.
In all fairness, I didn't know if you were real. You know? I didn't know if you were, if you might have been a mirage. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but I was like a foot shorter than you, so
I don't know.
Mirage.
I don't know. You know? It could have been a mirage.
So long.
No, it can't be. It can't be. But now, like you were saying, man, there are very few people of color. I think Winchester High School at the time was like 90-something percent white, you know?
More than that.
Yeah, it had to have been more. So, I mean, and that's not a bad thing, you know what I'm saying? But it just was what it was. So it was cool to have y'all come and infiltrate the town, you know
infiltrate
what I'm saying?
The town, that's right.
Yeah, you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Like if they're
yeah,
invaders.
Yeah. Like, oh, we coming.
We got them. There goes the neighborhood.
Uh-oh, we got another one, you know? Oh, it's cool.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details. This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower what's next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.
So you guys meet, Kofi, you ignore him. And did you guys remember how you actually sparked a friendship?
There was really no friendship.
You're not friends now. You just went to high school with Kofi. You knew about
it. Yeah, I saw him in high school. He slapped my books out of my hands. Keep it moving.
Bully Kofi.
You lying on me. You lying on me, Strop.
So actually, I went out for wrestling. So, you know, coming from the Bronx, I thought I could play basketball. I thought I was going to be like, you know, Spud Webb or Muggsy Bogues or something. And, you know, I rode the pine in basketball for 2 straight years.
You thought you were coming out like Fresh Prince?
Yeah. And the wrestling coach was just trolling me like, look, man, there's a spot for you on this team. You know, there's no spot for you over there. So I finally came out for wrestling my junior year, which was Kofi's senior year. Mm-hmm. And he was the captain of the wrestling
team.
Wow,
so he was an upperclassman. And that's why he knocked your books out of your hands and hazed you.
And just generally ignored me.
Is this legit?
It's we didn't know legit. Each
other. No,
we didn't. You didn't really interact with me.
I didn't. Oh, wow. No,
you
for never, real.
You were mean.
It
you
all
just
comes out.
You know.
No, senior. We wrestled for more than 1 year together. No.
No, one.
Are you kidding me?
I wrestled just 2 years. Your senior year.
Wow.
Mm. You say my memory's
I did not
bad.
No. Bro, they were talking like oh, 2 decades ago, though.
We're
I
talking
mean,
over
this,
20 years
I
ago.
I mean, with you, we talk about like 3 months ago. And you say, oh, well, that was like 2012, right? And I said, I did not know this, man. Oh, well, yeah. I apologize for ignoring you.
No, but it's great because you know, I got to learn a lot from you and about you in that 1 year. Demystified a lot of things.
Bruh.
A lot of things demystified.
What were some of the myths that you had heard?
Well, I just didn't know who he was. I didn't know what he was doing. Never saw him.
Is he just this like, he was like wayward figure in the halls? You can only catch a glimpse between 1:15 and 1:28.
Yeah.
Just yeah. real pompous. Just yeah. nose up, not talking to anybody. Just, yeah. Come on, man. That's so weird because I feel like our friendship, you know, I feel like we've known each other for so long. And
we have. Yeah, we have.
You know,
for
but
sure.
even back in the day, I felt like, I don't know, we must have really bonded on that wrestling team.
We did.
Must have been a hell of a year for us.
I have a great question for you.
What's
what
that?
Year did you get that tattoo?
This?
Yeah.
So this was...
Which one?
He's talking about the poopy tattoo on my arm. Yeah, yeah, you know, I'm trying to keep it a PG here. This was right after senior prom. And we went to New Hampshire. We went to, God, what was the name of the beach? I forget. I don't know. But after senior prom, everyone went to New Hampshire. And everyone was supposed to get tattoos after. And I was like the only one that got a tattoo. I walked into the tattoo shop. I said, looked at the wall. Yeah, number 52A. Is that a tribal tattoo? Put it on my arm. And he put it on my arm. And here we are.
So that couldn't have been senior year because you had it in high school.
No, no, no. What? No, because we had prom in like January and then the graduation wasn't until.
Got it.
You know?
That's what it was.
So yeah, or whatever that month was.
So let me tell y'all something.
Yes. Here we go.
This man, what was your weight class when you were a senior?
Senior year, yeah. I wrestled 130s.
Okay. Yeah. So look, Kofi wrestled 130 pounds. Mm-hmm. Do you know what the arms look like of a person who's 130 pounds, who's his height?
Real thin. Just
real thin.
Bones.
Let me tell you that this man was walking through the hallways of high school. He could have been Big E. Just strutting. Strutting down. Walking real slow, heads always high. Always had like extra Vaseline on his arm, hey. So it was like super shiny.
For the sake of this, got the tattoo's got a heel now.
Yo,
you know?
He took himself so seriously.
Really?
The tat. But so like there was always this undertone of like, I don't take myself seriously. So you guys get some of that like right now yeah. in real life, right? Like he knows when to turn it on and turn it off. But like the 2 minutes between when you walk from class to class, Kofi's stunting. He's walking slow,
wow.
head high, right?
Ain't
like
no rush now.
I never pictured you as a jock.
Me neither.
I don't
bullying
think,
people, shoving no, people in the locker room, yeah. giving swirlies. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Come on, Strop.
Wearing your letter Strop. Jacket all the time.
Not like this.
I didn't mean to put you on the defensive, but hey. They asked me to tell the truth.
Yeah. I guess. Look, I mean, I thought I was cool with everybody. I wouldn't consider myself to have been a jock. Per se, I mean, I played sports, not 3 seasons. You played 3 seasons, right?
You
played 3 seasons. I played 2. So if anyone
what else
was,
did you play?
So if anyone
what?
Was a jock,
what else did you play?
I'm just
what
saying.
That
you're talking about being a jock. I didn't play.
What
three
other
seasons.
Sports did you play?
I wrestled and played football, and that was it.
That's enough.
Yeah,
but you played 3. So you want to? If you're, oh, I guess you said I was a jock. E, not you. Never mind.
So I'll see you revert back to your old ways.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
His mind bad.
I'm
like
just
the
saying.
Constant contradiction, right?
So, as a teammate,
Sure. As a friend.
A pseudo friend or friend?
Friend.
Okay.
Confidant.
Okay. So you guys had this point.
We became cool.
Close.
Yeah. He was a great leader, great captain of the wrestling team. Mm. You guys have seen Kofi do some pretty incredible things, mm-hmm. right? Very athletic, very coordinated, can like maneuver his body in a lot of different ways and has a lot of good body control. Mm-hmm. Let me be very clear, that only translates to wrestling. Wow. I saw this man with one of those orange balls that you're supposed to put in a hoop. And it was an abomination. I'd never seen anybody look more unathletic, uncoordinated. Yo, your basketball game is awful.
Yeah, I know, bro. Look at his eyes.
I thought
I was pretty good, man. And it's funny because you were talking about like riding the pine on the basketball bench. I remember trying out for the basketball team. I think it was like eighth grade. And just looking at everybody and being like, God, they're so much better than me. Oh my God, I was fast, you know? If I could like, and I was all right hand, no left whatsoever, but I'll sprint all the way, you know, break away, steal the ball and sprint. I beat everybody, you know, and go for the layup. Supposed to, you know, softly touch it in, have some touch, bang, off the back of the backboard. Bro, at least like five times a game, I'm just like, oh my God. But I thought I was fast. I thought, you know, like they would put me on the basketball team. I never made it.
Was there a situation where they like they saw you and like, oh, he's going to be real good?
In basketball?
And then everybody's just disappointed.
No, it was too many shooters on the team, man.
So, just understand, there are no people of color in this town.
Yeah.
Right? And there's him. Right? And so there's stereotypes.
That's what I'm saying. Were they expecting you to just be like the GOAT, like their new savior?
So, yeah, we talk about breaking stereotypes in a positive way, in a negative way. He was just like letting us down.
You know what, though? This doesn't surprise me. Because Woods and Cole.
Wait, don't tell me. Don't tell me.
No,
tell it.
He played one on one against the Miz. Tell that story.
No, tell it. Two on two. No, two on two.
No, tell it. Two on two. One. Let's start with the time that y'all play basketball. Who y'all play?
Bo Cesaro.
Don't tell that one.
Tell them all.
Yeah, tell them all.
So we play basketball. We're at the gym at like LA Fitness or something, and they had a basketball court. And we'd been running through like Cesaro just being good at everything. And for whatever reason, I don't know what sparked this idea of playing basketball. I think maybe we were going to play, and then they came in and like, oh, we'll play like a two-on-two.
I think it was even the opposite. I think they were playing, and then we came in, which is even worse.
Oh, no.
Which is even worse.
And what play like first to 11, yeah. And I don't think we scored once.
No.
Bo with his big ham hock hands just pushing us out the way, and Cesaro making breakaways, passing it to Bo. Bo shooting threes, like... We had literally no chance. Like the worst basketball team ever.
He plays so hard, man. And it's supposed to be like a recreational game of pickup basketball. And yeah. He's playing like it's the NBA finals. You know, boxing people
it's
out.
Too much.
You know what I mean? He played too hard, man.
And then
you can't get mad at him for trying.
I'm mad.
But it was trying real hard.
He was trying too hard.
Too hard.
Was that the one y'all played in front of kids?
No, that was
him and Miz.
Yeah, which is awesome.
So we'll tell that story. You go ahead. You can give your history.
Yeah, man. Oh, God. So this was actually in at Red's in Louisiana, right?
Lafayette.
Great. One of the greatest gyms ever.
I left to come and get you, didn't I?
I don't know.
You might have.
I can't remember.
I came to get somebody so this would go down.
I'm never here for these because I decide to live. I let y'all do that tomfoolery. All that tomfoolery y'all do. Like, I know my limitations. Let's go play basketball for it.
Bro, and I always try to preface it with this reason or excuse, but even if it wasn't true, like, it wouldn't have affected my game. So I had just done deadlifts and legs on the same day, you know, and then as I'm leaving, Miz comes in, you know, and he wants to play some basketball. Oh, we got a basketball court over here. I'm like, all right, let's play. And we're in the middle of the summer. So we go to the court and there's like a summer camp going on. So you have all these kids. And how cool is it that these kids get to see, oh, WWE superstar Kofi Kingston and The Miz playing basketball here. Let's gather around. I'm talking about like 100 kids, bro. And they're over, you know, surrounding us. And we're playing a game. I think it was just to like 7 or 11.
Did you have anxiety?
I mean, not in the beginning, but then as the game started to progress, if you want to call it progress, so you know, we get to, you know, going back and forth or whatever, and none of us can hit a shot. Neither of us can hit a shot. It's like probably 10 minutes in. It's supposed to be a game to like probably like 7. Mm-hmm. It's 0-0. And you can see the kids who are excited to see their favorite WWE superstars getting dejected one at a time. You know?
It's crazy.
And they just look and they're just like, just leaving, yeah. You know what I mean? And
these kids are legit at a summer camp.
It was so
bad. They have literally nothing else to do but watch this game. and they walked away.
They still walked away.
Because it was so bad.
Can you
such
imagine?
An atrocious athletic display.
Bro, and I'm trying to think, like, you know, as a WWE fan, if I were to have seen, like, Shawn Michaels and you know, The Undertaker in a game of basketball, and I would have been like, oh my God, I can't wait to watch this. Wow, I'm so close to these guys. And then for me to walk away, like, the game must have been so bad. Mm-hmm. So bad. Like, even worse than I felt when I was playing it. And my back is hurting and I'm struggling and I'm trying not to look blown up and I don't want to put my hands on my knees and show that I'm, like, you know, winged, tired or fatigued, because these kids play to 21 full court all the time. You know, I'm playing a 7 half court and struggling and I can't hit a shot and I'm playing the Miz.
So the Miz, man.
So I can't lose.
That's the thing, too.
I can't walk away.
It's the Miz.
You know?
You can look at the Miz and tell he can't hoop.
Bro,
you know it.
This was like the longest game of basketball. It was so seven. Long,
terrible. Just unathletic display, like no skill, just awful. And I wanted to walk away, but because it was the Miz, and I would never hear the end of it, I could not walk away. I was physically dying.
What was
you
the
know?
Result?
Yeah,
I ended up winning. There's actually a good picture that I tweeted, and it has Miz. He was going for a ball, and he's diving on the ground. He's in like. Kind of like a fetal position, holding the ball, and I'm standing over him, you know? So it makes it look like I dominated the game, but in actual fact,
there's,
as you can see, there's no one in the background of that shot
yeah.
because all the kids walked away.
Okay, so you guys were on the same wrestling team.
Sure were.
So how were meets Fridays, Saturdays?
Well, Kofi was a great motivator, especially as a team captain. He knew exactly the opposite thing to say to you wow. to get you to do what you need to do. Shropshire, get on your back.
Stop
yeah. Well, Shropshire, this guy's going to send you back to the Bronx. What is this? Shropshire, what are you doing?
You know, sometimes you'll have a tournament, right, and the coach can't be at both matches at the same time. So me being the captain, coach, you go coach Shrop. I'll go coach over here. All right, coach. So now I'm telling Shrop, you know, I'm trying to coach him up, you know. Shrop is out there struggling. He claims that he heard me say, Shrop, go to your back. Go to your back.
I claim.
You said it. I didn't say yeah. that.
Like, yo, did you just say that? Why would I say it?
For people who
aren't trolling me.
Accustomed to amateur wrestling, that's how you lose.
Yes. Yes.
That's the yes. whole opposite yes. of amateur wrestling.
Yes. Bro, you must have misheard me. You know, I feel like you've embellished this story over the years, okay? But that's not what I said.
But and Shrop got multiple pinned, people. Came over. There's multiple people who saw it
no.
and heard it.
False.
That's
I mean, refuse to. I know,
scandal
sir.
Of a lifetime.
We can beg to differ.
You think that I would make you, I'd going to cost the team points by telling you to go to your back.
No, it would be against like this. So like I wrestled 112 pounds. Mm. So I was big. I was like the big E of 112 pounds. Yeah. If that makes any sense, right? So like it would be like the first round against the scrawniest kid who like barely could get to the weight class. I was blatantly going to dominate the kid and Kofi would just troll me, right? Like, so it's just kind of funny, right?
From being around him normally, I didn't know about the trash talk and the level, the extent that he goes into when he's actually in the zone talking trash. I didn't realize that until Up, Up, Down, Down. And the first time that we like played video games together, like for real competitively. And now that like to me unlocked a different Kofi that I didn't know existed. Yeah. So has this always existed? Has he always done this to people?
Yeah. So he has a unique ability to get in your head because he knows what to say and how to demoralize you from the inside and out. And the worst part about it is that he's so articulate with the words. Mm-hmm. That you can't even keep a straight face. You're like, yo, you got me. I'm already finished. So in wrestling, we used to like the way we'd practice. Like one person would stand in a circle and people would rotate. So I'd get everybody. And since I wrestled 112, I'd wrestle against him. And I was done before it even started. Right. Mm-hmm. Fast forward many years, I'm a professional now, and I got Xbox Live. I'm trying to play some Madden. I'm trying to play some Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
And like. The trash that is coming out of his mouth, it's poetic, but it gets you so mad, right? And so you're trying so hard to just like imagine playing Madden and having somebody just like punishing you, running the ball up the gut, and you can't stop it, and he's just constantly trolling you, like you want to throw your controller across the room,
mm-hmm.
right? And so you know we're always able to keep in touch based on video games.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how we were able to stay in touch.
It's something that we, I'll say at times, unfortunately, to deal with, because I've said many times, and I'll say it again to him, Kofi is the worst winner and worst loser I've ever met in my life. Mm-hmm. If he wins, it's the greatest day in the history of days ever. But then if he loses, he always knows exactly what to say to make your win, like, unjustified.
Right, right, right. He cheapens it.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, great job. I mean, the controllers were weird, but I mean, it's good, good job, good job.
Wow. He's a horrible sport.
Oh.
Yes. The worst.
Right, even in things like, I recently rewatched the pool video, because it brings me so much joy.
He knows. Why does he look so confused and surprised?
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. He's trying to play it off. But he knew, I don't play pool. I don't even really know the rules of pool. And the way this man spoke to me, the way he degraded me, didn't try to encourage me a little bit at all, but this is a thing he does. And then somehow, by some fluke, I ended up winning, and he wouldn't even let me enjoy the win.
No.
He was trying to cut off the episode, but he does this all the time.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we always laud Kofi as this great human being. And everyone
always
does.
Always.
Everyone in the locker room, one of the most beloved people in the locker room you'll ever meet in wrestling. This man is just talked about as one of the greatest people ever. And when you play him in a video game, you think, maybe I was wrong.
I can't help it. For me these days, like, video games is an outlet, especially not competing, in real sports. You know what
sir?
I'm saying?
Sir. Real?
Sir.
Real?
You know?
How I'm just, dare
it's
you
different.
Disrespect.
I'm just saying.
Respect your veteran.
I'm just saying. A
big old jump on our business.
Yeah, that's what makes pays my
money. Bills.
Feed my family with this.
Yeah.
Real sport.
Yeah.
That's how real it is. So, you know what's real is the
I'm just
dollars.
Saying it's different. Mm-hmm. It's different. So this is, it's my outlet, man. And it's weird because, like, I never talk trash like that playing football or, like, in a wrestling match.
Sounds like you did.
I mean, maybe like, you know, BSing around in practice, but when it came down to it, like,
on,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like on the
mat,
you know.
Serious,
really?
No. All business.
I'm a good sport.
I was.
I'm a good person, okay? And you come out and you try to soil my name because I try to tell the truth.
Soiled it now. He's doing it now, yeah.
Because I try to tell the truth.
It's
after
that condescending tone that we all know too well.
He's doing it again.
He's the one on the back foot.
Whoa. You want me to go a little higher? You want me to go lower? I mean, come on. That's my voice, bro.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client. This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over two decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com, tap the banner to learn more. Baseball is something else. This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
So, knowing Kofi for so many years,
yeah,
what was it like the first time you saw him on TV with a Jamaican accent?
I remember where I was.
Oh my God.
I remember where I was. I was in California at a bachelor party many years ago. And I think it was on like YouTube. And it was like, I am Kofi Nahaje Kingston Soundboy. I'm like, yo, this dude is from Ghana. This dude is a, like a Red Sox fan. There's nothing Jamaican about this guy at all.
Never been there.
And why does he have little dreads? What is happening right now? He always had like a Caesar or something.
Yeah,
right?
Man.
It was a little bit difficult to find like a real legit barber up in high school where legit. We were because like, you know, it was just tough to cater to our marketplace.
Yeah.
But, you know, he always kept a clean cut, but it was like outrageous.
Bro, side note, I mean, not to go off on a tangent, but talking about like having short hair for all those years. And then in 2006, I started growing out my dreads. I started getting like a little bit of hang time in like 2007, you know, almost 2008. And I'm like, oh my God, like I've been missing out all these years. You know what I'm saying? And like, even now, you know, people are like, oh, well, why did you dye your hair? And I say two words. Hereditary baldness, okay? Because it's coming for us all. You know what I'm saying? You take a walk around this office and you look around wow. And you see, and you're like, oh,
is mother, that necessary?
I'm saying, no. It is necessary.
Wow. Because
Mother Nature is
right here.
You understand? Yes, it happens to us all. Mother Nature is very cruel to us as men. You know, erectile dysfunction, okay?
Why is that my fault?
Hereditary baldness, okay? And then all of a sudden you get to be an age where your hair just starts leaving you. And then you don't have the option. You know what I'm saying? You don't have the option. And I'm mad that all these years that I spent with this Caesar, you know, with this short hair, because one day you're not going to have the option. You have to have short hair, you know?
How dare you say that?
Yeah.
You said two things.
You said erectile dysfunction and hereditary.
That's right.
There's nothing else in between.
That's it.
Not leading up to this. It's those two, and we're done.
These are things, and these are the ways that Mother Nature is cruel to us as men. So I tell all the kids out there, kids that have a whole head of hair, okay? Dye your hair. Put it in the mohawk. You know what I'm saying? Make a silly haircut. It'll grow back because one day it's not going to grow back. You know? Do all the things that you can do with your hair while you can do it.
How dare you say that in front of Shrop? And back there is Wartman, who is bald as the day is long. And how dare you speak about it?
You hurt a lot of egos.
Am I not keeping it real right now?
Is this the episode when everybody realizes that he's a jerk?
Wait. I didn't say Shrop. You did since you brought it up. Let me ask you a question, Shrop.
Hey,
do you miss your hair? Do you miss having hair?
Are you trying?
I'm not hurt. I'm just saying.
Yes, of course.
Yes. So while you're young and you have your hair, do what you can while you can with it.
Because one day. My hairline used to be by my eyebrows.
Bro, it's like playing red light, green light in the mirror. Red light, green light in the mirror, okay? You look in the mirror, oh, red light. You come back, green light, and then you go red. And all of a sudden, your hairline just ran back a couple inches, you know? You come back, green light, red, and your hair run back a few more millimeters. And then all of a sudden, your hairline is in the back of your head, like Jerry Rice when he was with the Rays and he had the cornrows. You know what I'm talking about.
Brother Salute at the back of their head.
Bro, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got to do what you can with your hair while you have it. Man, I'm sorry to go off on a tangent.
No, you gotta speak your truth.
Okay.
You're kind of right, though.
Speak your truth.
I'm dead ass, bro.
Yeah, I used to think, man, my barber took it back too far. Oh. Man, the mirror's off today. It took me a couple months ago to realize, man, it's going.
It's Mother Nature.
She's
cruel to us.
I still blame it on that lady doing the vignettes the one time. I haven't touched my hairline since. And stayed in the same place.
Sorry, I have a question about hair. So when you had a lot of hair, when you were in WWE, who told you it was okay to have pigtails?
Hey, and again, so actually this kind of started off as a joke because we used to be overseas and we were just becoming heels, you know, bad.
I'm
just like, and everyone's like, oh, well, Kofi's never going to be a bad guy. No one's ever going to boo. I'm like, man, what would be like really obnoxious as a man to do? Like, I'm going to come out with pigtails. I remember it in Europe. And I just put my hair in pigtails, and everyone was like, oh, and then it became a thing, you know? And now we got action figures with pigtails on them.
Awesome.
You know what I'm saying?
So awesome.
Breaking barriers.
One day I'm not going to be able to have pigtails, okay?
You can be like Coolio.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Coolio's joint is gone.
He's still holding on.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking. Bro, respect. The fight. You see people sprinkling dust in their hair.
Name them.
Yeah. No.
We already have.
Zack Ryder.
Come on, Ian.
No, you brought it up.
You know.
We got to be honest.
If you know, you know.
Don't dance around it.
Let this man have his time.
I love Zach, but if you brought it up, name.
I said there, sir.
Name.
You're sprinkling dust on your bald spot, and you don't want to let it go. You want to hold on to it. I wasn't going to name names. You know, I don't want to get into that fight. When it's time to go, it's time to go. I'm not wearing the horseshoe,
like skullet or whatever.
The horseshoe.
Why not?
The horseshoe. No.
With the dreads.
I'm
the
letting
George
it go.
Jefferson. The George Jefferson. George Jefferson.
I'm not
with
doing
the dreads.
That. When my stuff starts going, it's gone. All right. It's been real. You know.
So,
I lived a full hair life.
So you think if you're still on television and your hair starts going back a little bit, you're cutting the whole thing off?
Hair versus hair match. Losing.
I don't know if I believe you.
I don't
That's
believe
right.
you.
You holding on.
Hair versus hair. I'm not holding on.
You are.
Oh, no, no. I'll tell you. I swear to God.
How far back is too far?
Yeah.
When is it over?
Show us. Give us a line with a Sharpie. And once it goes there.
Another inch? Another.
That's so far. You're not going to let it go
to
there.
You just know. You can't draw a line on the scalp. Okay? It's not like drawing a line in the sand, okay? You can't draw a line on the scalp. You just know when it's time, it's
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I mean, you literally
when
can.
When you're sprinkling stuff.
My God.
Okay, the extent that people go to fight Mother Nature is hard, man.
Do you think that a receding hairline has anything to do with diet?
I could.
Because
I don't
from what
know.
I understand, you know a lot about Kofi's diet in high school. Mm. We know a lot about his diet currently. Mm. He eats nothing.
That's a great segue.
Great segue.
Thank you. That's right. You saw me point at him. You couldn't hear it on the mic, but I pointed at him. And he said, great segue. You know?
So when we try to get Kofi stuff for his birthday, we try to get him a cake one year. We're like, oh, we can't eat cake. We can't eat like chocolates. He can't eat all this stuff. So we just got him huge bags of Skittles because he's put so many things by the wayside. What was his diet like in high school?
It was normal. It was terrible. It was I don't know what you did when you were trying to make weight and stay in shape, but I know what we ate. After every single match, we went straight to McDonald's.
Come on, baby.
This man got Big Macs, 20-piece nugget.
Bigfords.
He used to get the McFlurry with the Butterfinger.
What is a Bigford?
You remember Bigfords?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
At McDonald's?
No.
It was like it's like a restaurant. We would get breakfast.
Like an IHOP.
Yeah, we would just go there. He would get waffles, pancakes, sausages. We would eat till our stomachs were hurting, and we would laugh. We'd be so happy, right?
He's so happy, bro.
Like, oh my God,
how I've been this whole.
Do you remember? Okay, so Burger King used to have those cinnaminis.
Yeah.
And do you remember the commercial? So that came out like mid-season. I can't eat that mid-season. You know, I gotta wait until after a tournament or something. And the commercial, la 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 la, la 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 la. Bro, I remember just watching it and just salivating like, as soon as I get out of this tournament, oh, I'm going straight to Burger King. So I remember you, me, and Nagel in the back of the car.
So it was always we had a buddy who had a car. And we would like take the bus to the match. And we're like, no, we're going to go home with him. And we didn't even want to get on the bus back to school. We're getting in someone's car and going straight to Burger King. And it was like, it was only four seats. And everybody was fighting to get in that fourth seat. Everybody wanted to come to McDonald's. And we were just like eating. We were so happy. And we were like, oh, I got like a giant Gatorade. Oh, it's so good. I'm so thirsty, right? Like you always remember being so thirsty.
Oh man.
And you know, we get the McFlurries and
the McFlurries. Oh. Oh, the McFlurries.
We would just so crush McDonald's and feel terrible. Like when you're watching your diet for like a week and then you just explode McDonald's into your belly.
So bad.
That is a bad injection.
No.
That is bad.
Not good.
Yeah.
Not
I can't imagine you even like smelling that stuff and not throwing up.
Oh, man.
Our whole car smelled like McDonald's.
It was bad.
It was bad. It was awesome. It was great. It was great times.
It was great.
We had a lot of fun. And that was about the only time I saw Kofi have fun in high school. Good segue, Shroud.
There we go. So you've seen Kofi in his Jamaican gimmick. He's been doing it on the roster for a while. Been successful. Won championships. He starts his first, like, big angle with like Randy, who's destroying the car and stuff.
I was there.
Big boom drop situation.
You were there.
What
you
was it like
That's
being
right.
there?
That's when I knew it was serious.
Yeah.
That's when I was like, okay. So I'm Kofi's financial advisor right now. Mm-hmm. So we have a great relationship that way.
Me
we
too.
Get to check in.
Well, I'm here too. I'm here too, Sean. You can just throw it out there and move on. You know what I'm saying?
Well, all right. Let me just pause real quick. Because Big E is like, hey, man, how's my accounts doing? Do I need to come over there? Right?
So like to hurt you?
That's a lie.
Now all those Kofi stories, I'm thinking, they might all be made up.
It all makes sense now.
You just lied.
So that was an inaccurate statement. But I was trying to make you laugh.
Yeah, because his voice is a little deeper when he says it, right? That's what.
Yeah.
Right.
So trying to make me laugh because this is the pitch to try to get me under the wing, too.
No doubt, right?
I got you.
He's going to get your money, too. Don't worry.
Man, I'm trying to get the whole new day. I got two-thirds.
Got the new day.
Come on, baby.
Hey, Kofi, can I get on the podcast? So I can
radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me talk to Woods. Just get me on the podcast. I know I could swing him.
So wait, what are we supposed to be talking about right now?
Oh, you seeing Kofi at MSG? Oh,
yes. So yeah. he gave me tickets, right? And first of all, the tickets are outrageous. They're amazing tickets, you know, seats. And I'm like, oh, this is great. And so, you know, as this advisor, we're talking, you know, the first thing I always ask both these guys is, how you feeling? You feel okay? How long you think you can stay doing this? Oh, man, it's always like, we're having so much fun. We're having a great time. You know, keep it going. Keep it going, right? And so, you know, in your early days, it's like, I don't know how long it's going to last for, right? So We don't know. And when I saw you wrestle against Randy, and it was at MSG, mm-hmm. and the seats had Randy's face on it, and you whomped him.
Hey, man.
And when you jumped and broke the table, we were like screaming. It was crazy. And I was like, and everybody, it was like, you know, thousands of people screaming. I was like, yo, he's getting the respect that he deserved for all that hard work that he put in. That was awesome to see that.
Yeah, man.
That was sick.
I forgot you were there, man.
That was like all-time favorite moment.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, that was sick. You were also like, you looked a little bit stronger back then.
He just used to seeing me, you know? He just used to seeing me now, you know? I'm still strong. You know what I'm saying? I'm still strong. You just used to seeing me now, you know?
But like that, it's been great to like watch from afar and see all you guys, right? Like it's been really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you guys transition from your friendship that you had to you becoming a financial advisor for these guys?
It's Madden.
Legit.
Hey, no. I win this game, I'm taking over your money.
You're like, on.
Well, I got the headset on, and I'm like, yo, man, I'm doing like finance stuff. And he's like, oh, cool, man. It's the only time he wasn't talking smack.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, cool, man. And I'm like, oh, you should, like, who do you use? He was like, oh, I'm all covered. I got someone. And I just kind of put it out there. He's like, you know what? You know, I'll take a call. So he took a call, and that was 12 years ago.
Yeah, which is crazy. And you know, just kind of like to back up a little bit. And not to like bring it down or anything like that, but sometimes when we're at TV, you know, you see a lot of people from back in the day come through, and sometimes it almost feels like they need to be there, mm-hmm. need to be at TV to get like an extra payday or whatever. And I just feel like, man, you know, we are living our dream and we're getting paid to do it. When it's all said and done, you should be financially set, you know? And that's something that, like, a lot of people, especially early in their career, don't think about. And luckily, like, on the, you know, on the Xbox or on the headset, you start talking about it. And I got to thinking, I'm like, man, you know, I should think about, like, financial dependence, you know, and whatnot, because I don't want to end up having to, like, be begging my way to get on the television to get a payday, you know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, too, like, to have somebody who you trust working your finances, to me, is like of the utmost importance, because you hear about stories. I mean, gosh, who was it? LeVar Ball's son. Why can't I think of his name? With Big Baller Brand. Lonzo Ball. Yeah. So they had the Big Baller Brand sneakers or whatever that were coming out. And then he found out that like his dad's best friend, who was supposed to be like organizing this whole thing, like, you know, ended up stealing millions of dollars worth of his money.
Yep.
It's like, man, like, you know, and that guy was supposed to be trustworthy.
Yeah.
What if he wasn't? So luckily, like with me and Shrop, like we've had the relationship where we've known each other from, you know what I'm saying? I guess only a year in high school.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, but you know what I'm saying? Like I felt confident enough to trust you with my money, you
appreciate
know,
that.
Even to the point to then recommend E. And you know, it's just one less thing you have to worry about when
that's
you have
right.
someone who you trust
that's, right.
that's able to, you know, handle your finances and make sure things are progressing in the way that you should. And I think a lot of wrestlers now, young wrestlers, need to prioritize that. You know what I'm saying? Like from the jump. I wish I had done this stuff earlier. Because by the time that we started talking, I think I was already like, what, 3 years deep?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, yeah,
three,
yeah.
4 years deep or something like that. But, you know, we ended up getting on track.
Yeah. So the interesting thing is when he introduced me to E, I don't know you. I know Kofi.
Right.
And so like, you know, I try to do a little research, Google you, look at, you know, and it's just like this crazy maniac dude, right? Like, right?
I mean, on TV, I guess I'm a
right,
little...
But I don't know you.
Right.
And then I talk to you on the phone, you're like, yo, what's up, man? Yo, what's up?
What'd you expect?
Yeah. The coolest, smoothest
cat. What's going on, brother?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk dollars. Let's talk dollars. Let's talk sense. No, but he
you
was
think
like,
you know, I like that you. Money.
No, but I didn't know he was gonna be like this. Down the earth is down the earth as he is, as cool as he is, right? Like everybody's different. You don't know, right? Like so, like it's good to be like hanging out with like young brothers who are trying to like do the right thing and
get
the head. Youngish.
Yeah, we getting up there.
Have their heads on straight.
Young no
anyway.
Well, you're over 30, right?
You.
You're over 30, right?
Not this again.
You're over 30?
Respect your veteran. Respect your veteran.
Right. There's cameras. Yeah.
But it reminds me of the... did you see the Marshawn Lynch when he hit the post game recently?
Yeah, talking about the chicken.
Take care of y'all chickens. Take care of y'all mentals. But like some people laughed at it, but no, he's making a great point to younger players. And make sure that when you get out of this game that you love, but there's a cost as well. There's a physical cost in football and in wrestling. Make sure that when you get out of it, your mind is right. Make sure that you're in a good place mentally. Make sure that your body is right. Make sure that you have set yourself up for the future. And that's a big thing. Like, we want to have as much fun as possible. Keep enjoying this ride, but it doesn't last forever.
Yeah.
So, like, thank you so much. Like, and with Kofi, I knew I trusted Kofi. And after talking to you for a little bit, I knew I could trust you as well. And I feel really good about, and we've been very fortunate, extremely fortunate in our careers, that not only have we been able to have a blast on a nightly basis, but we're also financially comfortable so that when we're done, we don't have to, man, I have to do whatever or take all these signings just to pay my bills. You know, my goal when I was done with wrestling is that anything I do from here on is just because I love it.
Yep.
Because it's a passion of mine. So it's all about having fun and something that's fulfilling. And it's not, man, I got to find a way to get booked on this this Legends thing. And shout out to all like the Legends who come around. Yeah. And it's not a shot at them whatsoever. But the big thing is, and I think, you know, I'm sure I want to be involved with the company when I'm done wrestling on a regular basis. But it's just a matter of not having to need that desperation of like, I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills after 10, 15 years of being in WWE or wrestling or whatever industry it is. Because with football, with basketball, with a bunch of these other sports, you have pensions. We do not. And that's not a shot at anyone, which is the way the pay is structured. We don't. So you have to make sure to take care of yourself.
Yeah, I think like, so you're saying like shout out to like young wrestlers and things like that and like people in athletics. I think that regardless of what it is that you're doing, whether you're a computer tech, IT person, UPS man, woman, like whatever it is, like my parents worked for the IRS while I was growing up. And so they told me like any paycheck you get, 10% of it goes away over here and then smartly use the rest. So like legit, like since I was like seven, any like allowance I got or anything, like always put it away. So like I feel very lucky to be able to have that instilled into me, which I think this is a lot of what I would imagine like you're teaching people that are coming to you not knowing a lot about finances and stuff like that, because obviously something that the three of us are very adamant about is making sure that we do have that life after wrestling.
No doubt.
Because just you're making money, then all of a sudden you're not. So like me with this, I'm coming back off injury right now. Like if I wasn't on a team with these guys, I'd probably be like, as far as the wrestling show goes, I'd be very out of sight, out of mind. In the gaming world, yeah, cool, I'm doing everything that I'm doing because I want something for after wrestling is done, which is nice over here. But then being able to know like these are guys that I love and trust and they're keeping me relevant on the actual show, I feel like we as this group not only were able to have fun wrestling and have fun at work, but we're able to help each other stay financially as stable as we currently are, which is, I think it's very important to... Yeah, for us, we do it in wrestling like this, but in whatever genre of entertainment or work you do, like, you build your team.
Yeah, you guys are a real brotherhood, man. It's awesome.
So, yeah, so there's all the heavy stuff.
Mm. It got real!
Yeah, so let's lighten it up a little bit. So here's my very in-depth question to you. So before you were friends with Kofi, or while you were friends with Kofi for that 1 year in high school, do you have a specific memory that sticks out to you about him? Something that he did, something you experienced him doing?
So the short answer is no. But it's more about the fact that he was more like a ghost, right? Like, I didn't see Kofi at parties on the weekends. I didn't see what he was doing. Never saw him with any chicks or women or girls. Yeah. He wasn't dating anybody.
I mean,
but he was the first dude to tell you. He's the first dude to tell you that he would snatch your chick.
Right? Oh, he would. Kofi snatching chicks?
No, he would tell you that he would.
All right, Mojo.
sir. No, not me. Not me. I was scared
girl.
To talk to girls, man, in high school, man. They all came to me, you know? You know?
What is this humble brag?
I'm just saying.
The humble brag. That's right.
I would never
Big
say something like that.
130-pounder Kofi Kingston coming through the halls.
So I think also just like one of the most memorable things is that like he was always this way, right? Like, want to have a lot of fun, wants to work hard, is humble about it. For sure, and then just like wants to crush it when he's on the match, right? Mm-hmm. Or be very specific, be very dialed in, very focused. and then just like not take himself too seriously, yeah. right? So as much as I give him a hard time, we all knew he wasn't taking himself seriously with the glistening tattoo, walking slow, tattoo. Slapping books out of people's hands, right? He knew what it really was.
Like Biff over here.
It was like, but it sounds like everybody just good played fun. Along.
Yeah, slapped the book yeah. out of his hand.
That's like, it's like everyone's just nice to you and played along. Like, oh, Kofi, oh, don't snap my books out of my hands.
Oh, okay. That's just his way.
Yeah. He had a hard time on the courts today.
We no, got
his shot wasn't falling.
No.
All right. Well, hey, Matt Trop, thank you so much for being on.
Hey, thanks, man. Trop,
thank you,
man.
Thank you for coming on, yeah, man. Always a pleasure, you know?
Oh, man.
Yes,
we love having friends on, giving us all that good Kofi Kingston insight.
The scoop. No
doubt. Now people know the real Kofi Kingston. Gotta have you on for a full expose.
No doubt. It's gonna be like VH1, like behind the music.
Why is everyone unfollowing me on Twitter? Why are viewers going
like
down?
Like Kofi's trending.
This is the behind the sneakers.
He's a jerk. I don't care what he has to say. Unfollow. Block. Report.
Can you believe how mean he is to his financial advisor?
He knocked his books out of his hands.
If I was him, I'd clean him out. I'd be in the Bahamas in 3 days flat.
All right, if you guys enjoyed meeting some of our friends, then you'll enjoy the next episode as well, because we got a good man on coming to talk to us, a man by the name of Megaran, good friend of ours, a musician in the nerdcore variety. He is fantastic, one of my favorite rappers that has ever walked this planet Earth, and also we'll be approaching the 1 year anniversary of Kofi's huge moment in that Elimination Chamber. So make sure you're listening next week on the greatest podcast this world has ever seen, which is entitled The New Day.
Feel the power.
In order to be a part of this conversation on socials, use the hashtag New Day Pod. Make sure you follow your boy, Xavier Woods, at Xavier Woods PhD on Instagram and Twitter. And then catch me everywhere, because I'm doing everything. I'm staying so busy. Kofi, what you got?
Busy. You can follow me on Twitter at True Kofi, or on the Instagram at The True Kofi. Strop, you got any social media?
Yeah, I don't do social media.
Okay.
Respect.
You can get this podcast literally wherever you listen to your podcasts, plural. And if they don't know how to get the podcast, go ahead and show them, give them a little tutorial, or have them just Google The New Day, Feel the Power.
What?
Just tell them something. Android users, follow the show on Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, Google Podcasts, or wherever you may get your podcasts, so you never, ever miss an episode.
So long, farewell, alvitas, and goodbye.
Goodbye. I thought it was goodbye.
Say goodbye, then they say, but the kids are, they're on the stairs about to go to sleep.
I really want to do this.
All right,
let's listen to us next week. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye.